We hope the sun stays shining in the sky. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got a special guest with me this half hour and another favorite joining me at the bottom of the hour. Dom Salvia coming up at 3:30. We're going to talk about Davos and Trump's tax cuts for billionaires while leaving the middle class behind, all coming up in the 3:30 block. Right now, I am joined by my special guest, who joins me, not this particular guest, but someone from the Center for American Progress Action Fund, every Monday at 3 p.m. Today, very happy to be joined by Shannon Baker Brandstetter, Senior Director of Domestic Climate and Energy Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. One of the things that bugs me about the way that Donald Trump has framed this discussion around having affordable energy sources so that middle class families aren't going broke at the pump or to heat their homes, as well as trying to pursue sensible climate policy so that our grandkids can still enjoy the outdoors and we're not under some veil of constant, you know, ozone and or wildfires as all of these are burning in California, is this sort of ridiculously kindergarten-ish approach of Donald Trump, right? This oversimplification, like, oh, drill, baby, drill, and everything's going to be just fine. Why is that such a false promise to Wisconsinites and middle-class families? Why is that not the way to address this quite generational and existential question for us all?
Well, Maggie, as we were saying earlier, the oil and gas industry has been pumping out more oil and gas in the U.S. now than any time in American history, and we're the biggest producer in the world right now. So the idea that there needs to be more domestic drilling will somehow magically lower prices is, just like you said, just really basic and wrong thinking. It is a matter of supply and demand, and oil and gas are sold on a global market. And so one of the great things about electric vehicles is that even if you don't own one, the more that are in the US, the lower demand there is for gasoline, which means that gasoline prices have downward pressure and will go lower. So if we're decreasing the number of EVs on the road and that will be sold and made in the future, then we are actually increasing gasoline prices for Americans. So it's really just turned on its head, the idea that we need more gasoline will magically lower our prices. We need to lower demand and have alternatives so that we're not just stuck with oil forever.
Well, and again, that seems to be the false picture of a lack of choice that Donald Trump was trying to paint, right? That, oh, you won't be able to buy the car that you want. When in reality, that's exactly what he's doing for those that want to move to cleaner automobiles or vehicles. He's effectively removing the incentives that would make that affordable and possible for middle-class families, as well as effectively putting in place an artificial price bump for that will only benefit oil and gas companies to the detriment of middle-class Americans. Frustrating indeed. One other area that I wanted to ask you about, Shannon, before we run out of time this afternoon, is this concept of environmental justice. And I think people have heard this term before, but if you could help us get our heads around what that means and why it's so important in a place like Wisconsin, but also in communities like Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, Dane County, anybody that's got a community that is on the lake or on a major river, you know, like Lake Michigan, the Mississippi River, why these things are so critical for us to consider moving forward.
Sure. Well, I think to explain it just at a basic level, environmental justice communities are communities that have an overburden of pollution, whether that's historical or current. It's most all of us want clean air and clean water, and the Clean Air Act and Clean Water Act have made huge progress in that for most Americans. But there are still communities that are at the front lines of polluting facilities, whether that's water, soil, air, and some of the facilities, whether it's, you know, left from before or are currently spitting out pollution that causes cancer, that causes asthma and heart conditions. And so we really need as a society to recognize that the people bearing the burden of that are not it's not acceptable. It's a moral imperative that everyone does have access to cleaner and clean water. So one of the things that the Biden administration did was direct resources to these underserved communities that have been bearing an unfair burden of pollution for decades. And so there's lots of money to clean up facilities and to help facilities still stay in business, but be cleaner. It's not just about shutting everything down. It's about having both our health and jobs and being competitive.
I often like to remind people that billionaires never have to worry about clean air, water, or getting good food that's free of cancer-causing chemicals or those things, because they will always be able to buy that at whatever price it may be. It is regular people that pay the highest price, and certainly communities and folks that have been historically discriminated against who bear the utmost cost. It's interesting, as I look forward, look at a future-oriented viewpoint, I see communities that are bordering bodies of water, like many communities in Wisconsin, as now becoming part of that environmental justice umbrella, because to the extent that we are working class communities and our communities, our infrastructure is being eroded at a speed that is far outstripping what it would have been had there been more meaningful a regulation of the energy companies. Taxpayers are going to be subsidizing these industries as we rush to try to improve our roads and bridges and infrastructure from the accelerated degradation of all of those things wrought by big energy. Shannon, my most heartfelt thanks to you. I look forward to continuing this discussion as the Trump administration moves on and bringing this information to Wisconsinites and folks everywhere. My special guest this half hour has been Shannon Baker-Brandstetter, Senior Director of Domestic Climate and Energy Policy for the Center for American Progress Action Fund. You can follow Shannon on Twitter at @ShannonBB.8 for more insights. I know I'll be doing that. Shannon, thanks so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Maggie. Great to be with you.
Folks, coming up next, we're going to have Dom Salvia joining us for a little bit of In Case You Missed It. He's got that fine program that follows mine every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. And don't forget, tomorrow, starting at 2 p.m., I'm going to be interviewing former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn. He's got some thoughts about Brad Schimmel cozying up to the January 6th insurrectionists, as well as Donald Trump's anti-American pardon of those that beat cops that day. He was there on January 6th. He was in the Capitol, and he's going to be telling us all about his thoughts, including his thoughts on this upcoming Supreme Court race here in Wisconsin. So put that on the calendar. We're going to take care of a little bit of business, and I'll be right back with you. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.